to Ground Knits. We're a group that loves to knit and sometimes swear. So if little knitters are present, you may want to wear your headphones. Today is February 21st, 2021. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
I'm Jess, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers.
So for today, our podcast drinks are supplied by me, and the first drink is the iKolsch from the Twisted Vine Brewery in West Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm going to let you pour this because it's going to be super freaking full. And I suck at pouring.
Great sound.
Yes.
And fun fact, Twisted Vine is right next to the gym I used to go to.
Nice. They're also, most of their bar staff are Marines or former Marines. So my husband had quite a good time talking to them about Marine related stuff when we were there.
Nice. Start there. We'll go from there. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice and light. As a Kolsch should be.
Yes.
Not too hoppy. Got a little bit of the maltiness. But overall, really good drinking beer.
Yep. Like the amount of bubbles it has too.
Like it is. It has a good amount of carbonation to it.
Yep.
Not too much. Just enough.
Yes. I do enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, on that note, let's talk about what's brewing for our current projects and cast-ons. Jess, you want to start us off?
Sure. So my current project isn't really a new cast-on. It's something I had hibernating, but it's the Exordium Shawl.
It's a cool name.
Yes, it's by Rebecca Picholt, and you can find it on Ravelry in her Ravelry store. It's an asymmetric shawl. It's really pretty. Alternates stripes of garter with solid garter panels, and then I think it's the star stitch question mark?
Yes, it is the star stitch.
It is the star stitch. Yes. Sweet, I know a stitch name. There we go. And it's just really nice. And then I'm still slowly trucking away on procrastinating on my City Limits cast on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh, and then I have my mittens, which are also sitting because I'm at a really complicated part in the chart and I just can't focus on it and do something else at the same time. So.
And which mittens were those again?
The Mabondan mittens by
Like snowflakes.
Yes, they have snowflakes on them.
Yeah.
They're really pretty.
What color are you using for your shawl? I just finally got it to come up because I'm bad at using apples.
That's fine.
And it's gorgeous. And now I need to picture it in my head.
Okay. And hers is gorgeous.
It's going to be for my mom. And it is like a cerulean kind of blue, and then a creamy black that looks like sand. It's supposed to be ocean colored, and it pretty much plays out like that.
And yeah, a little pop of blue in it.
And then the yarn, one I'm pretty sure is Balahoya. Nope, Sweet Georgia.
Oh.
Yes, Sweet Georgia. And the other one is from Whimsical Wood. Oh, it's Plain pretty. Jane.
Plain Jane.
Yeah, called Plain
it's
Jane.
Pretty.
It is. It's basically a nice eggshell white with cream throughout, and it kind of tonally variegates between the two. Then it has bright orange speckles and blue speckles in it that really match the Sweet Georgia yarn, which is Surf Shack, and it's a blue-green. And that's their Tough Love Sock, which I actually really enjoy working with.
I need to. I have a skein of it sitting right over there that I want to play with badly.
Yes, it's very squishy and delightful. Yeah, that's really what I've been working on.
Nice. Kelsey, what you doing?
Well, I am working on one of my commissions. First time in a while I've had a commission project. They are the Bernie Mitts. I used the upcycled Bernie Mittens pattern on Ravelry. I'll stick the designer in the show notes. We'll have more to talk about these later on, but they're actually like a nice woolly wool and an Aran weight.
What yarn was it?
Let's see. It's the Vans PT3 Rama Garn.
Oh,
I really am enjoying it.
And it's a different kind of fiber, right?
It is not in English. It's Norsk Ull. So I believe that's some kind of wool. I'm using 5 different colors and shades of gray and black and white.
Norwegian wool. That's what that means.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. According to Google anyway. And we know how great Google Translate is. So.
It seemed right. It's definitely got it's more of a toothier wool, a very woolly wool, and I am loving it. I am absolutely
going to make
more things out of it.
It seems perfect for color work.
It is great for color work. It sticks together enough, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put it in your bag with a bunch of other things, it's going to stick to everything in your bag.
Sounds like an experience.
Yes, I have done that multiple times. Right now, those both need thumbs. And I'll be done with those soon. And then she also asked if I could make her a hat to go with. So I am working on the Weekend at Bernie's pattern.
Love that name.
I know, it's great. I can't remember the name of the designer. Again, I'll put that in the show notes. But in the pattern, she had talked about how that following weekend she was testing it and knitting it and trying to come up with it. And so that's how she came up with the Weekend at Bernie's for the title. Makes a good reference to the 80s.
Rosie Woodland.
Yes, Rosie Woodland. So far, I'm almost through the brim.
Nice.
I feel like I had one other thing that I wanted to talk about. Oh, I started another pair of socks recently using Fireman Dyeworks Traveler in Love Note. It colors of gray and a couple different pinks and red. Mm-hmm. So it's self-striping yarn and kind of just the pattern I adapted from another pair of socks. Couldn't tell you what it is, but it's got some eyelets every couple of rows. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn them into at least knee highs.
And that's the one you put on Instagram the other day, right?
Yes, those it is on gorgeous. Instagram. I love it.
Yes, for good reason. What have you got going, Caitlin?
Most of the same stuff. I think a notable thing, it's kind of an FO, but not. So I'm going to talk about it here, is the Dumpster Fire 2020. I've completed 2 of my 20 plus that I'm planning to make. Who knows if it will be 20, but I decided to cheat and I used a glue gun to put them together and it was good.
I love it.
Well, and it's acrylic, so it's just...
Well, I mean, you're doing that many, why not?
And I mean, it's for ornaments, it's not a wearable.
Right, it's not a wearable item. It's going to be hung up.
Yeah.
And I think great use.
Yes, great use of glue gun.
But they're fun. The 2 that I finished, one was like the normal colors, and then the second one, I made the dumpster purple, and the flames are blue.
I love that.
That's pretty... Yeah, I'm definitely going to make more with the blue flames. Another notable is that I'm working on the Lumberjack sock by Tin Can Knits, and I really wanted to have these done by today, but I didn't make it. I just have the toes left. I already switched to the other color and I'm starting those decreases, but I'm not quite there yet. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, so that's really kind of the big things I've been working on. How about FOs, guys? It's like Jess has some opportunities here. All right, let's hear it.
So I finished my shawl. I got the Relentless shawl done and cast off, and it's freaking huge. It didn't look that big on the needles, but it really grew. I can't hold it end to end with my arm spread all the way wide. It is larger than my arm span.
Wow.
Which makes wearing it just a bit of a challenge, but my toddler likes running around in it, so that's cute. And then since I had some more knitting time after that one was no longer in my queue, I was able to get my corrosion cowl done as well. And that one I'm really, really happy with. It came out incredibly soft after washing and blocking it.
And it's sparkly.
Oh yeah, it's super, super sparkly. Can't really see it in pictures, but in person it is very, very sparkly.
So. Do like a video so you can like show it.
It still doesn't show up well on the camera.
We just need some design.
True, that would help. That'd make it pop out. What have you got, Kelsey?
Well, I finished my test knit that we talked about on the last episode. Still can't tell you anything more about it.
Cryptic Kelsey.
But I had a friend and her daughter model them because I made coordinating hats for the 2 of them. They turned out great. As soon as I know that I can release it, I'll tell you all about it.
Sounds great.
I think there was one more thing. Oh, I finished a spinning project. It's currently drying on the bike. Hanging on the handlebars of my boyfriend's bike right now. But it was Three Waters Farm in a colorway called Gliding into Fall. And what I did something new for the first time. I wound center pole ball and I spun it end to end so I could use every inch of it.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited. I think I got about 200 yards out of it, about worsted weight.
It's really pretty. There's some light blues and some pinks and some greens, and it's all super gorgeous.
And there's some like silvery gray. Yeah. And I spun it so that it'd be a long gradient. It like went to a shorter gradient. So it comes back on different colors on itself.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think it's going to end up being a hat or mitts or something like that.
It's going to be pretty.
That's all I have. Let's see. Anybody else? Caitlin?
Nothing. Just working on my project. I mean, kind of the dumpsters, but I have what?
You have some almost dumpsters and some almost socks.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I got. Almost dumpsters, almost socks, unrelated.
I love it.
Any stash enhancements?
I think we're going to be boring this time, guys. I have none.
Crazy.
Oh, wait, no, I do have something. I do. I just got something. I forgot. Oh. So in a super late birthday present, Kelsey got me some fiber that she's going to spin for me because she's great. And it's Blushing Pinks from Three Waters Farm. And it's merino and silk. And I can't wait to get my fingers on it and knit the sucker up. But it's pinks and purples and greens. And oh, it's wonderful. And it's squishy.
Bonus is I can't wait to spin it.
So basically you got me a toy you get to play with first?
Yes.
That'll be nice still. Excited. I hope you do the same kind of thing you did with that with the gradient.
I'll gladly do it like that if you'd like.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I'll spin it any way you want.
Sweet.
I think that's it. I don't think I have anything off the needle. I don't think I have any, or
stash enhancements.
Yeah, I don't think I have any stash enhancements. I think this yarn all came the last time.
Yep, so did mine. And I'm trying to do a net zero stash game this year, which my husband keeps lovingly reminding me of whenever I want to go to the yarn store.
But I don't have that color. I need to get it.
Exactly.
You know them.
I do have yarn in the mailbox.
Counts. And why is it still sitting in the mailbox?
Because I didn't check it in the snow today.
Oh, that's somewhat valid. I mean, neither rain, no snore, no sleet, or whatever it is.
Exactly.
We'll get between me and my fiber.
Yeah, no, I was just happy to come home and be inside and stay home today.
That's fair.
So I'll get it tomorrow.
Judging you, but that's fair.
It's also for a test knit.
Oh, okay.
But one I can talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a pattern in kanji, but I can't remember the name of it right off. There'll be more.
So you
started.
Can talk about it, but you can't talk about it?
Only because I can't remember what it's
don't remember what I signed up for, but
well, I honestly, I have two test knits coming up.
What have you got, Caitlin?
You have nothing too? Wow.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, crazy for me. I almost bought some Fiber Nymph Dye Works yarn, but I wasn't fast enough, and now there's only one skein left, and I needed two, so I'll have to wait until she comes around again.
Oh, crap. Hedgehog was doing an update this weekend, and I totally forgot about it.
That's why we failed at Stash Enhance.
I do have some coming from Whimsical Wood.
That counts.
It'll be on its way eventually.
It was some of the ass ones,
her bulky weight that she has in the very cool hat pattern. Probably by the time this comes out, I'll have had a hat done by then.
That hat is really neat.
It's really, really cool. I like her projects and her yarn.
I do too, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Do we have any hangovers?
Yes. Well, so these mittens, I did the first one, but I modified the pattern. So I used two different patterns a little bit. I mostly used the upcycled Bernese mitts. I kind of used the stitch count from the world's simplest mitts by Tin Can Knit and sort of adjusted everything to work with my yarn how I wanted it to look. So I did the one mitt and then I didn't write it down as I should have.
Right.
And so, and then I also didn't pay attention to the chart for the color work for part of the middle of the mitten. And so they ended up being about an inch different.
Mm-hmm.
So I currently have three mittens. They all still need thumbs, but the person who commissioned them, I'm going to have her try on both of them and see which ones fit better. And if smaller ones fit her better, I'll make the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have another pair of mittens available. So that's that on the mittens.
It just makes you a better commissioned knitter. You're giving her options.
Oh, yeah.
And I figure with the Bernie mitts, someone else will want another pair of Bernie mitts as well. So
yeah,
they're out there. I have a second one. I also started the lumberjack socks. I no longer have
lumberjacks. Oh, yay.
It's okay, though. I tried them on. They were too big for me. So I had Cole try them on. They were too big for him.
And what size did you do?
Well, I did the adult small on size 3.
Because I'm currently knitting the large and I might be running into the same issue.
So I didn't try it on until I was done with the first sock. Oh, I take that back. I did try it on before I was on the first sock. I decided it was too big for me. So I made it. I thought I made the foot long enough for Cole. Apparently made it too long for Cole. And I didn't have him try it on until I was almost done with the second sock.
Oh, no. And are these toe up or cuff down?
Cuff down.
So you could have ripped back and shortened it if you wanted.
I could have. But the calf was actually too big.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I'm making the adult small on size 3 needles. And I do have a loose gauge, which I get. And I typically compensate for that. But I was just going to go with it and see what happened with this pattern. And so I think the next time I'm going to go down a size of the pattern, I'm also going to go down a size on needles.
Yeah, but you learned.
I did. And it was in DK weights, so they were quick. I don't think I'm going to finish another pair in time for the FTK.
Oh yeah, I gave up on that a long time. The speckled space socks are lingering. I don't know if it's that I just don't enjoy socks or I just don't enjoy cabled socks, but I'm not enjoying these socks.
That's fair. Yeah. And maybe it's a combination.
Maybe. I was also working on the Relentless, and that's DK weight on big needles. And these, I have to knit my socks on zeros with fingering weight. So it's taking for freaking ever, and it's so fiddly, and I just don't want to fiddle. So
I think we all have those days.
Yes. Well, it's been a couple of weeks.
Or weeks, you know, similar.
Do you have any hangovers, Caitlin?
Oh, just got one.
Oh, no.
I was just going to say no. The Streamline tank and two needles, but I just knitted it all into one needle. So now I have a circle. It's a little annoying because I have this much slack. So I'm going to have to take all of that and put that back on the other needle, I think.
Just knit off onto the other needle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you don't have to deal with taking it
off. I don't even know what's happening here. Is this holding onto a stitch? I hope not, because I'm going to take it off. Yes, that's true. I can do that. No, what I did last time, as I thought I would do this time, is I had it twisted around. You done that before with two needles? Yeah. Yeah.
No,
and so then you're stuck because you have a loop and you can't knit because there's like I was here and I couldn't. Anyways.
Yeah, magic loop is complicated enough. I don't think I'd want to use two circulars on something.
Oh, I like it because it's like it's because I have one on each side, so it's front and back. So at least for this project, it's easier.
It's basically like using jumbo double points.
Yeah. Or doing two socks on two needles, two long needles. It'd be like using you had something like a flexi flip, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So it'd be like using two of those.
Yeah, those are double pointed needles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the problem I'm having with the space socks is that I'm trying them two at a time and I just don't think it's a good fit for me.
Take them off and do them one at a time.
I don't think I want to do them one at a time at this point. I think I just want to rip it out and reclaim the yarn. Oh, well. It might sit and then I might work on them in 2 months and love it again. That's what happened with the Exordium. It just needed to sit for about 6 months and time out.
I know it knows what it did.
Oh, yes. Goals now. We're still trying to wrangle Ravelry. And we need to update and organize our stash and hand spun. Caitlin, where are you at with it?
Done. It is organized. It's good.
Yeah. You're a show off.
I love both of your faces both right now.
I'm going to look like a complete slacker in comparison. Oh,
yeah. Well, it does help that I have the smallest stash of all of us.
Yeah, that is kind of going in your favor.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of...
I will say, like, I have started using Ravelry to log my yarn as it's been coming in a little bit, as I've been using it a little bit better.
That's progress.
Mostly because they have the nice functionality of letting you know how much you've knit.
Yes.
That's the only reason I've done that.
Hey, if it works, it works. I have all of my yarn in the same room now. It's right in front of the place I need to put it away. I just haven't put it away. So, and then I need to go in, take it back out and, you know, pictures and Ravelry it and I'll be done. So maybe I'll be done by next episode, but probably not.
That's awesome.
Stash is not in your hands every day.
That's true.
I mean, you don't wake up in the morning and just run your hands over all of your yarn. Pretties.
I mean, not a day goes by that I don't touch some kind of my stash.
Just roll out of bed, run down to the yarn. You made it through the night, my darlings.
God, I just need to roll out of bed and touch yarn.
That would be so good. Like, I would be happier if I did that every day, I bet.
Yeah, self-care. It's important.
It is.
How about you, Kelsey? Where are you at?
Today, I actually went through and I pulled out all of my spinning fiber.
Nice.
And kind of regrouped it. There was a lot of fiber that I didn't realize I had. So that's fun. One of the things this year, I'm trying to work through all my, well, not work through all my stash, but work from stash.
Yes.
And so in that, it's nice that like you go through and you see, oh, I didn't realize I had this. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to make something with that now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so at least all the fiber, spinning fibers in one place, that's about as far as I've gotten.
That's still progress. Progress is good.
I did clean up that side of the house a little bit last week. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more of my yarn together organized.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for drink number two?
Yes.
Okay. So this week for drinks, I decided to go local. So all three are from local breweries. This one is from Fox Brewing Co. It's in Valley Junction, which is also over in West Des Moines. Yeah, it's called Foxtail. It's a red ale, and it's nice. I think it's nice. We'll see if Kelsey agrees, because Kelsey is, you know, the beer aficionado here.
Cheers.
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 It's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I would almost like to have a little bit more bitter in it, mm-hmm. but it's got a nice, almost a smokiness in it. Mm-hmm. Did you get that?
Yeah. And I think at the end, it kind of gives a buttery toast aftertaste, which I like.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Foxtail, it was red. Yeah.
So moving on to personal goals. Yeah, I'm still procrastinating and debating if I hate the socks enough to rip them. So that's where I'm at. They're going well. Caitlin, where are you at?
Good. I don't really have a ton of updates on my personal goals. Kind of just going right along.
Good theme this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you, girls? I sketched a pattern.
Yeah.
Design out. Based off of the ruffled cowl.
Nice.
That I made a few weeks ago. And I don't know. We'll see where that goes. I also have another idea for a design popping around in my head for a DK weight hat.
Nice.
But I'll have some color work to it. Ooh. But we need to get that down. I need to just start playing with around with it.
Yes.
That's where I'm at with my goals.
Okay. Then I suppose we should get on with our topic.
That's me. And I strangely outlined myself to go first, so I guess I'll go first. So our topic tonight is the other drugs. Our two-episode topic was crochet and other drugs. Last episode was crochet. Now we're talking about kind of random other things that we like to do. So one of them is recycled yarn that I like to do. And so that is taking a sweater generally from like a secondhand store like Goodwill and frogging it and then using that for whatever your projects are. So it's definitely has a learning curve. There's definitely a lot of information out there, and I found be careful on which videos you watch because a lot of people will try it once and then post a video about it. So I kind of ran into that a little bit, but I will have some links in the show notes of my favorite person that does this regularly. And she finds fantastic sweaters and pants. She found cashmere pants sold those. And yeah, so she's super neat. Recycled Yarn is her name. And she also has an Etsy store called Recycled Yarn. But just the pointers I have here is first, make sure your yarn is super high quality. If you're not sure, don't buy it. And granted, it'll probably be $3 or $4. So you can always just return it again if you haven't torn up too much. But that's, I think, a number one thing is make sure it's worth your time because it does take a long time to take it apart and wash it and everything. So make sure it's a high quality yarn. Yep.
Do you have any advice on how to decide if it's a high quality yarn?
So my only skill set, and this is to look at the tags. And something that I didn't originally realize is there's two tags. So sometimes there's one in the back of the neck, and then sometimes there's one along the side. So if it doesn't stay in the back of the neck, but it's something you like, I would check the side and just make sure that it's a nice yarn. If it's 100% acrylic, you can probably already buy something really close and save yourself for the price. So, and there's also some really great gems. And sometimes like there's just one that's really pretty. I just did one that was orange and it was acrylic. So not saying acrylic is bad, just make sure it's something you really, really love. Another thing to check for is make sure that it's not steek. So if it is color work, especially check for that. And then sometimes machine knit sweaters also are in pieces and then they're just sewing them up and not seaming in the same way. So that's something to watch out for too, because you just don't want a bunch of teeny strips of yarn to knit with. That's a lot of extra work. And then make sure it's a weight you can use. So a lot of them are going to be a thinner weight, but it might not be something you want to use. Like, make sure it translates to projects that you want to use recycled yarn for. Because I don't think I would ever use recycled yarn to like make socks because they have a lot of wear. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my few pointers there on that. But I'd love, if anyone has any questions, wants to ask me, please message us and happy to talk about it. And then my second one's kind of silly. But I have a Starburst chain.
What is
so? It basically ends up being like a zigzag pattern, and you just take Starburst wrappers and you fold them into little like triangles, and then those interlock together and make a zigzag chain, and it's just fun. So
it's sort of origami Starburst.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think mine is nearly 30 feet, and it's yet to have a purpose, but maybe it'll be decoration sometime for something. So that's me. Jess.
So I have many, many, many other hobbies. I'm kind of jack of all trades, master of none. So I do some polymer clay work. I like to make stitch markers. I'm not too great at it yet, but I really enjoy it.
I disagree. I love your stitch markers.
Thank you.
You made us some awesome stitch markers. They're pretty good.
Did I ever give you the ones I made for you guys, like the horse and the cow and stuff?
No. Oh, no, but I have the deer ones and they're great.
I think I still need to glaze those. I think that's why I haven't given them to you. And, you know, I'm super on top of things. So there's that too.
You've also had a lot going on.
That's also not a lie. So yeah, I like to work on those. I'm still trying to figure out how to keep fingerprints off of them and keep like lint from getting in there. You would not believe the amount of lint clay picks up. It's actually quite a problem. Apparently you can use acetone to kind of rub and that'll get some of it out and that'll remove some fingerprints. But I'm still struggling with not putting too many on there. So any tips, you know, if you guys have any tips, that would be fabulous. Like if you want to comment or send us a message, much appreciated. But I also like to crochet. I have dabbled in spinning. I have a drop spindle. It takes forever. So that's why Kelsey is spinning my birthday fiber for me. Because I don't feel like spending the next year trying to spin my birthday fiber. So it would take me a year because drop spindle and procrastination together, not a good combination. Yep. And that'd be for single ply. If I tried to ply it afterwards, it would, no. But I also enjoy painting. I like using acrylics, especially if I can use thicker acrylics, full body ones. So they go on nice and thick and have some decent texture. I used to really enjoy oil painting, but the cleanup and maintenance is such a pain in the butt that acrylics are just more convenient when I have a toddler. Especially because if I'm using like cheaper acrylics or non-toxic ones, then she can finger paint with me and that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's so fun.
And then I also like using pastels, chalk pastels. It's a little bit like painting and drawing kind of meshed together, but it's super messy. So I haven't been able to do it in our current rental, which sucks a little bit, but they're still there for when I can pick it back up. And then I like using watercolors, which is also something I really look forward to doing with my daughter when she's just a little bit older. Two is a bit young, but
a little bit. She'll get there.
We'll have fun when she's, you know, 3 or 4, I hope. Kelsey, what do you like to do?
My main side hobby is spinning. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not knitting, I'm probably spinning. And I love it. I've got both. I have a Kiwi 2 as my spinning wheel, but I've also got a top roll drop spindle and several Turkish spindles, including a nice cute little mini one. But that's really about it. I do a little bit of crochet.
What about biking?
Well, yes, I do a lot of biking in addition to that.
Yeah, but biking is a drug. You're addicted to biking.
I am addicted to biking. In fact, I even got my trainer finally set up, so I'll finally get it, be able to be on a bike again.
And what is a trainer for those who don't know?
A trainer is something that you can typically take your own bike and attach it to, and allows you to ride your bike inside.
Turns it into a stationary bike, basically?
Kind of. So you have a couple different options. There are different models of trainers. There are some that you have to create your own resistance to. And what I did is I got a smart trainer that will connect with an app called Zwift that'll let you ride through digital courses.
Oh, that's cool.
Create the resistance for you.
That's really cool.
I haven't gotten it all calibrated yet because I finally was able to get on a bike last week, which is exciting in itself. So hopefully a little bit more every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I have a question about spinning versus drop spindles and your spinning wheel. When would you choose to use a drop spindle instead?
Portability. So for instance, my first year that I went on the full week of Rag Rye, I took a drop spindle with me. I tried to spin a little bit every day, but that didn't quite happen. And
picturing you taking,
for a couple of days, I put my drop spindle in my bike bags so I could have it when I was on the go. And
I'm just picturing you though, riding down the road on a bike with no hands, you know, with the drop spindle going in.
I'd probably be more apt to try knitting on a bike before I tried spinning.
It just looks very Seussical in my head. You know, I see something you have in a Dr. Seuss book.
Kind of like in The Lorax. I can see that in The Lorax. Mm-hmm.
Or in Green Eggs and Ham.
There you go.
Well, maybe you have to get a tandem bike.
Oh, don't worry. That's in our works.
Brian and I rented one once, and we had so much fun. Once we figured it out. if you can figure out that, then you should marry that person. I'm just saying. It was not easy at first. But it worked out. It was super fun. And then you get to, like, work on hills together.
It's true. All right. We're opening our third beer of the night. It is from Compton, also here in Des Moines. Milkman Nitro Stout.
Okay, so it didn't fizz.
No fizz, just
didn't
loud.
Need to be a chicken shit.
Your glass isn't even empty.
Neither is yours.
Well, I'm enjoying it. Well, why Kelsey pours, we have a special guest tonight for our third beer.
Would you like to introduce yourself, Cole?
That is such a cute little beer glass.
Hi, I'm Cole. I'm Kelsey's boyfriend.
Hello.
He also rides bikes, drinks beer, and weighs in on yarn.
Yes. And you knit him things.
I do, and he likes them.
And he's mad enough to wear pink.
Yes.
I wear a lot of pink.
Even on your bike shoes.
Excellent.
It's just so smooth.
It is very good. I like the nitro. Nitro gives it that little extra smoothness. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Cole?
Milkman's a good, nice, classic roasty stout. A little sweet with the milk.
We should let him do all of our beer descriptions.
You're hired.
Jess, what else do you think about it?
I think that dark beers are generally not my thing. So smooth.
Well, you made such a good choice. This is such a good one. They've been brewing this one for a long time there.
Like with shitloads of creamer?
That would make sense then that you like this one okay though.
Yeah.
Usually they won't pour on nitro. They won't send you a to-go beer on nitro.
Really?
No.
Why?
I think it's something to do with carbonation. Like it's a lot lower carbonation in the beginning, so it's like pretty much flat if you let it sit for long.
Well, good thing I got it done yesterday.
Yeah, no, it hits perfectly on what it should taste like.
I don't think it's lost anything, really.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, it's a little less fizzy than it was last night. Like, last night it had a nicer head to it, but that's it.
That might be the only thing. I just made a mistake.
It was the S'mores pastry stout. Was the other one that I tried and did not care
from
for.
From Barn Stout?
No, from Lake Time.
Oh.
That was the one I can't remember, and it did not taste like s'mores. Oh, and it was the Spice Must Flow by Lionbridge Brewing was the other one.
We have some of that in the fridge.
The Lionbridge one?
Yeah, we have it in a glass right here.
That's what I'm drinking.
It's not bad. It just, I like this one better. I liked the milkshake one that Caitlin brought last time, though. That one was good for a dark beer. That one was really tasty.
Colder shake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tasted
yummy. Like
milkshake.
Yeah, I like dark beers, mostly dark beers that are kind of hiding as desserts. Those are my favorite.
Is that the one you poured for us earlier?
No, that is a different one.
Okay.
The one you poured for us earlier was their dark chocolate marshmallow.
It was good.
That, which one is that? That's their s'mores version of it.
Okay. Well, the dark chocolate marshmallow was really nice.
It was great.
Yeah, Dragon's Milk, they do a Dragon's Milk, but then they do a bunch of variants.
Mm-hmm.
And all the variants are so much better than the normal. Like, the normal one's a good, solid, it's a Russian Imperial Stout.
Mm-hmm.
But all the barrel-aged ones that they put in, all the special stuff, are just so much better.
The dark chocolate marshmallow one was really good. I think Josh would really enjoy that.
To put it this way, Kelsey doesn't like banana.
Mm-hmm.
She does not like banana at all.
Did not know that.
And I brought home the like banana cream coconut one. She's like, well, I'll take just a little bit of it. And I poured her a little bit, and she's like, can I have more of that? It's really good.
That's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I am not a banana person. And there have been a handful of banana beers in recent years that I haven't minded.
I'm having some more of the Kolsch because that is more my speed.
I think my favorite may have been the red.
It was better yesterday. It lost some carbonation. It was just lightly carbonated yesterday when they poured it fresh.
I like the taste of it. It's mm-hmm. not too bitter. It's not too plain. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it still has flavor.
Yes. Have you?
It is.
I didn't try that one.
Oh, you didn't try
it? Have you guys tried their yoga pants?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting.
It's a good, like, drinking beer.
Yes.
So they'll do a sugar rim on it.
Ooh.
Or they did at one point do a sugar rim on it.
That'd be good.
I like it with the sugar rim. Won't touch it otherwise.
Really?
Yeah.
Or would say that was sacrilege.
I know. A beer should be able to be drank as a beer. You shouldn't have to put fruit in it. You shouldn't have to rim it. You should just be able to drink beer.
They had quite a few different good ones here. They had a Twisted Blonde, which was pretty nice.
I like their Twisted Blonde.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was one we tried last night. I need to use Untapped so I don't have to keep going back to this. Oh, shush.
I will convert you. I converted Cole.
The next section is IRL. Yeah, so I guess I don't want to start again, so I'm going to make Jess start again.
So, okay, Taskmaster. So my daughter, she'll now come up to you and actually ask for hugs, which is just about the cutest thing ever. Before I actually left home tonight, she ran over and she said, "Wait, hug."
Aww.
Aww.
Yeah, I didn't know she knew the word wait, but she knows the word wait. And she went, "Wait, hug." And then I gave her a hug and she went, and just made this cute little, like, I'm so happy noise. And it was wonderful. And also I got a new job. So that's exciting because I really wanted this job. So great company, should be a pretty neat position. And yeah, really excited.
That's very exciting.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're going to do awesome. Well, I'll go next. So Brian and I have discovered, and Jess, that some cold weather hacks right now during COVID, because we're just kind of getting stir crazy, but we're trying to be good. So we have been going to the zoo. And no one's there because it's cold, but they have an inside section. So we just go through it twice and go home and it's great. And Riker gets to run around. And so we haven't tried this yet, but some friends of us have actually tried the Skywalk, which is a really awesome, unique thing to Des Moines. We have a Skywalk system so that they can just let their kid kind of run around and just be out somewhere and still kind of work on those skills of traveling somewhere and going to do something, which I think is important for little kids. So I thought I'd share that.
Remember the actual mileage on it, but it's miles of Skywalk system.
Really? Yes.
Like, did not it's know that. More than five. I think it's less than 10, more than five.
Oh, wow.
But somewhere in there.
That'd be kind of fun to go and take Abby and Riker through the Skywalks.
And a lot of it. There's like a section that's closed right now because at some point they're talking about tearing it down.
Oh.
But nobody's there. So it's wide open. We walk there almost every other day for work.
Nice. Sucks if they're trying to tear it down, though.
I'd like to think that it wouldn't happen.
We have a background checker going on over here, and he says there are 4.2 miles of Skywalk.
Excellent.
Des Moines is not a large city, so that's pretty impressive.
It is. And he says there are 35 buildings it goes through. 55 buildings.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And Kelsey, what do you got for us?
In real life, let's see. Okay, in real life, let's see. This last week, I worked a lot. I got my trainer set up. That's the big deal this week. I got my trainer set up, which is going to let me be on a bike again.
Yes.
So I'm really excited there. Coming off 4 weeks of it after my injury. So
I don't think you've talked about your injury on the show.
I've hinted at it, but I haven't talked about it. When I was in my bike race back in January, I had an accident where I broke my rib.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot. I learned a lesson. I'm healing,
mm-hmm.
getting better every day. But it's been very hard to be on my bike, especially this year with the winter and finally getting really into fat biking a bit more. And really starting to enjoy that. It's like, here, welcome to fat biking. you can't do it anymore.
For now.
For now.
And yes. I mean, with as long as this winter's looking to be, you'll have time.
Which everyone's going, I want the winter to be over. I'm ready for the snow to be gone. And here I am going, can we have a long winter? Can we get more snow?
So this is your fault.
Sure. We'll go with that. It can be my fault this year.
Now every time it snows, you're going to get a tax. Damn it, Kelsey.
You sure are. Okay.
I just want there to be one time where it snows like in mid to late March, and I can go out and enjoy it.
That's fair. And I mean, it may snow in mid to late May. We don't know.
Exactly. It's not exactly out of the line
for Iowa. Why do we live here again?
Because it's nice here.
It can be when it's not snowing in May. All right. Well, you can find us on Facebook at Gravel Knits. Instagram is Gravel Knits. And you can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com. You can also check us out at Untappd for today's beverages at Gravel Knits. You can find Jess on Ravelry as ShadowCat713. Kelsey on Ravelry as GISGRL. Instagram, Bikes, Brews, Use. And Untappd is Kelsey DJ. And Caitlin is on Ravelry as Firefly171717. And Instagram is Caitlin M. Lloyd. And please message us. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about in future episodes. Give us feedback. We really appreciate it.
Remember, keep knitting.
Be kind.
And if you don't like it, frog it.
We did it at the same time.
As close as it's going to happen. Anyway, Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love, beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we try to educate ourselves, there is always more to learn, and any critiques are deeply appreciated.